Sally, my apologies, Sally. My mistake. I just missed that break. And okay, what's on your mind, ma'am?
Okay. The issue I have is I want to know if I have low estrogen or it's dropped too low because I am getting symptoms of prolapse. I'm getting uterine, bladder, and rectal prolapse. And could that be caused from low estrogen?
Actually, ma'am, it's much more likely to be caused by low testosterone because when things are prolapsing, when things are prolapsing, it means, among other things, yes, something might have happened during a childbirth or two to, somewhat injure the structures there so they didn't last strong as long as they should. But also, what holds everything in is muscle. And, of course, muscle is testosterone-dependent and not estrogen-dependent. Mm. Now, the two of them usually drop together in women after the menopause, though. So I'm not saying you're not low on estrogen. I'm just saying that if you're after menopause, you may also be low on testosterone, and that could be more important for helping to strengthen the muscles. Now, sometimes all that can be done is surgery. Other times I've worked with women who found it early enough and did the so-called Kegel exercises and other exercises that were recommended to them by their OBGYN doctors. And I'm not an expert on this, but the OBGYN doctors are. But those exercises aren't going to do near as much if the testosterone levels are too low. So you might want to be thinking of getting both your estrogen and your testosterone checked.
I also have an adrenal adenoma.
Okay.
And I'm 78, so I had my children in my 30s.
Yep.
And so now this is happening, so it's like 40 years down the road.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
So this may be testosterone.
Yes, and at 78.
Estrogen with it.
Yes, at 78, it's not at all unusual to find testosterone levels that either, in some cases, and it's a minority, but can't even be found. And in most cases at 78, well, here's the women's normal over here. It goes from this low number to that higher number, and many women at 78 are below the low number, and that's not a good place to be for maintenance of muscle mass.
Okay, so in other words, I need to have my female hormones checked levels.
And the male one, so-called male one, too, and that's the testosterone.
Okay, estrogen and testosterone. Okay.
Estrogen and testosterone. Now, here's something else you should know. Blood tests for estrogens are next to worthless. Why? Because with any hormone, and estrogen's a hormone, so is testosterone, but it applies to any hormone, including thyroid and so forth. Any hormone, the free fraction, as it's called, is what does all the work. And I'm not kidding. The free fraction does all the work. And even though researchers tell us that the free fraction is 1% or less of the total of that hormone, still, the rest of that hormone is just sitting on something called a hormone binding protein and floating around the bloodstream, and it's not in active use usually. And unfortunately, we cannot ever get free estrogens measured in the bloodstream. Estriol has such a short half-life that the free estrogen disappears. I'm not kidding. There's research on this. Within 8 minutes to about an hour and a half, it's gone. One can get free estradiol at a specialty laboratory in California. We can't get free estrone. However, the free fraction is excreted in the urine, so a urine test will tell us what the free fraction of estrogens are and the free fraction of testosterone, so we can get them all done in a urine test. It's called a sex steroid test, and it is done at Meridian Valley Laboratory, where I am. Do happen to be a medical director. But the reason they're doing that at all is because we started working with women with bioidentical hormones, and we had to have some accurate tests. So anyway, If you're going to get it tested, get a urine test, ma'am, not a blood test.
Okay. If I need a repair, what type of doctor does this?
Usually it's the OBGYN doctors. Now, yes, it sounds like they deliver babies all the time, but yeah, a lot of them do what's called gynecologic surgery, which is just a polite way of saying is surgery on women's parts.
Yeah, I went to an OBGYN and he looked at me like I didn't know what I was talking about. So I was just wondering what type of doctor does this. And
well, so you
some do, some don't.
Some do, some don't. That's exactly right, yes.
Okay. I appreciate the information. I guess
well,
I need to go on a hunt.
Yep, I hope that's of some use, ma'am. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.